Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Today, from Broadway to the big screen, Tony-winning singer and actress Idina Menzel is here. Plus, the drink folks are going nuts over and the founder's family story that began halfway across the world. And wait till you see what happens when we surprise two Downton Abbey superfans.
From Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, it's Today with Hoda and Jenna. It all starts right now.
It is Friday. It's May 20th.
Okay, we have news, y'all. Lizzo is going to be... Are you going to bring the girls? She's going to be here this summer.
We are announcing our city concert. We are so excited because we were just on the heels of Harry Styles, which was insane. Ugh. Now we know Lizzo's coming. We just have... We're not going to give you the full lineup because no one can take in that much amazement. So we'll give you a taste.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
John Batiste.
John Batiste.
Batiste.
He's one of our favorites.
Yes, okay.
We had him on. He was so great. Maren Morris is going to be
Maren
here.
Maren Morris. Lizzo!
Wait, what?
Wait, are you bringing the girls to Lizzo?
I want to... Oh, we. I have to.
Yes. I'll bring Puppy and Mila, and you can bring your girls, and they can have a play date after at the park.
I love a plan.
After Lizzo.
I love a plan.
Okay.
How about Walker Hayes?
Guess, but we said Maren Morris. Romeo Santos will be here.
I love him.
Mickey Guyton. Conan Gray.
Brandi Carlile.
Please, Lord, let me be in town for Brandi Carlile.
So you guys, check it out. Put your dancing shoes on. Head to the plaza. Go online. I mean, there is something magical, I'm sorry, about a summer concert. People are rehearsing pre-dawn.
Yes.
They're in the heart of Midtown Manhattan.
It's amazing.
It's like the best.
It's summer.
It's the best.
It's summer.
There's nothing better. You know what? Look, here's what I think. Sometimes on a Friday, you plan your weekend.
Yes.
If you start it, if you happen to be in town, you start with a summer concert.
Yes.
It's like by 9 o'clock, you're already pumped.
Yes.
Like your day is already filled
you know
with
what
like
else?
A wow.
Guess what? If you're not in town, start it on the television show because still you're dancing with your kids.
Yeah.
The way you do.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you want to come hang out with us, just all you have to do to find more is go to today.com/plaza.
Okay.
Please, Brandi Carlile, please.
I love her.
Do you know how much I love her?
I know. She's amazing. And we have a lot more, too, who we're going to be revealing as time goes
on. Some really good ones.
All right. There's a viral tweet that caught our eye from a person named Catherine Morgan.
Okay. She tweeted. This is what she tweeted. I'm 28, so I'm almost there. But can people in their 30s and older please tell me that it is going to get better? And I don't need to have figured out my entire life in 2 years. She wants it told to her gently. So, first of all, the post has gone completely viral.
Well, I think milestone birthdays are a big deal, no matter which milestone it is, because it does signify, like, wait, I thought by 30, because you usually say by 20, by 30, by 40, by 50, by 60, whatever, you wanted to have a certain situation going on. So if you're thinking, wait, by 30, I haven't met him.
Yeah.
I don't have the job I like.
Yes.
You know, that makes you feel scared.
And I also think it's like when you're young. You know, like, I remember when my dad turned 40 and somebody gave him Over the Hill, like...
a T-shirt or something. Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, he's 40. Like, he's so old.
Yeah.
And then the truth is, once you sort of gently get into those years, you realize that everything is an evolution.
Well, and it doesn't matter if you're 28, and we'll speak directly to you, Kathleen.
Yeah, I think
you're 28 years old, and you may not have what you want at the time you want it. But I interviewed Bevy Smith, and I never forget what she said. She says, it gets greater later. It gets greater later. And it does. Mm-hmm. And your stuff isn't going to happen until it's supposed to.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like it all happens exactly when it's supposed to. And I feel this all the time. If someone said to me, wow, you know, in my 20s, hey, you're going to be, wait till you're 50, and then your life's going to get good. I would have been horrified.
Yeah.
But because I'm living my life now, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So milestones, I mean, just, don't compare yourself, right,
no,
to your friends.
Comparison is the seeper. I don't think the word seeper is a word, but the...
Yeah.
Stripper.
Yeah, good stripper.
Stripper. Yeah, of joy.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
compare
yeah.
yourself to other people. You yeah. think like, for, and first of all, y'all, it ain't real on the yeah. social media.
Yeah.
Like, you're not putting the picture no. where you're, well, you are, but most people aren't putting the picture where your eyes are closed. Yeah. Okay?
yeah.
Okay, but a lot of responses, people, Jody Messina.
Yeah, she's saying oh. this, yeah, she's saying your give a damn gets busted and the freedom therein
oh,
is beautiful.
Nice.
I love that.
So another person wrote, 51 here. I love Jody Messina too.
God,
I thought Jody
her.
Messina was the one that commented, but somebody quoted Jody Messina.
Jody Messina's amazing.
It's
That's
frightening.
Our headline.
Okay, somebody else said 51 here and still trying to figure this out.
All right, it's time for Can't Wait for That.
Can't Wait for That.
Oh, thank
Can't
you, Brian.
Can't Wait for That. Oh,
thank
popcorn.
You, Brian. Brian needs a little airtime. Thank
okay.
you, Brian. We love you, Brian.
Y'all, grab your popcorn if it's there, you uh-huh. know, and we have to tell you something, because uh-huh. Hollywood superstars Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening, two of our favorites.
This sounds awesome.
They're going to star in the upcoming Jerry and Marge Go Large.
This is based on a true story. There's a couple who, they were retired. They had a finite amount of money. And then they found a loophole in Massachusetts lottery rules. And they end up playing part of their life savings in lottery tickets. And it's true. It's true.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
So Jerry and Marge Go Large is the best title of any movie ever. It starts mm-hmm. streaming next month on Paramount Plus. And Bryan Cranston. I'm so
dying.
Nervous. You have to
Love
watch Your
him.
Honor first.
Oh, my God. There's so many things to watch of his.
He's going to be here
he
in a few
so
weeks.
He was so good on Broadway that time.
Oh,
like
yeah.
LBJ.
LBJ.
It was
on
so
On Broadway
good.
That time.
Okay, anyway, coming up. Her songs have been on repeat in millions of homes for years.
Yeah, now Tony winner Idina Menzel wants to be back in your homes again in a very different way. She's going to tell us all about that next.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Idina Menzel is the voice behind some of the most iconic musical characters of all time. From playing Maureen in Rent, which is one of my favorites,
oh, I loved it.
To Elphaba in Wicked and Elsa in Frozen, it's no wonder that audiences keep turning up the volume.
But Idina is not only a busy performer, she's a busy mom and a businesswoman, and she's now taking center stage in a very different, very cool role.
Hi, Idina.
Hi,
welcome.
Idina, we're so happy you're here.
It's been a while since I've been here.
Your voice is so amazing. Do you
Thank
just
you.
Sing around the house? Do you sing to your son, Walker? Do
I
you just
try,
walk around?
But he kind of goes, Mom! Shut up. So, you know.
What do you like to sing around the house? If
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I sing opera around the house.
You
just
do?
Trying to see if I, you know, trying to bring back my old little roots when I was a kid and I was studying classical. But and the dog likes it. So
yeah. So if your son doesn't, the dog does. Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. We heard that you took Walker and his whole basketball team.
Yes.
To Wicked.
Yeah.
How cool
I brought
are you?
Them. Well, I live in LA, mm-hmm. and my son plays basketball, and so I brought 6 12-year-old boys to my New York apartment
oh
to play basketball. Their coach in LA is actually from the Lower East Side, so he brought them to the Biggie Smalls Monument down
wow.
in Brooklyn.
Oh, they must have loved
saw
that.
The Barclays Center. We went on the Staten Island Ferry, and then I took them to Wicked.
So what did they make of that? Tell us.
They were riveted. They loved it. And to be honest, I haven't been back. I went back one time when my son was like 4, and he was so rambunctious, he was kicking the seats. So I had to leave at intermission, and then I wrote notes to all
yes.
the amazing actors
oh.
and apologized to them. So this was the first time I've been back in, I don't know, 8 years or something. And I really just, it was very emotional for me. And he was sitting next to me, and they were all just fascinated, and to see that I had, you know, was a part of something like that and created something like that was a very proud moment for me and to have him sitting next to me.
Do you miss Broadway? Do you think about getting back up there on the stage?
Yes, I'm dying to. I'm developing a few things that I hope, you know, end up coming here one day.
Of course.
Cross fingers. But, yeah, I miss it. I miss New York.
I know. I was going to say, when you said you lived in L.A., it's like you are an iconic New Yorker.
Yeah,
a Broadway icon.
Thank you.
So it feels not right that you don't live here. You've got to come home.
I know. I don't know what's happening to me. I have a house with a nice backyard.
Oh, yeah, it's the yard. That's the thing.
And now I used to hate driving in L.A. I'd curse it. And now I'm kind of like, oh, wow, I get a lot accomplished. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I know. My friends hate me for trading on them.
Yes.
Wicked, obviously, is iconic on Broadway. It's now being made into a movie.
Yeah.
It's not even going to be one movie. I think two movies.
Two, yes.
What do you think of the concept or...
Yeah, two movies?
I don't know a lot about it other than I'm not cast in it.
Yeah. What are they thinking?
Do I have a chip on my shoulder? No, that's because I'm too old. But anyway.
You're not too old.
For what?
No, the girls are, the
high
young
schoolers.
Women are, yes. And I'm 50 now, so I have to give that up. Although I thought the green would hide any smile line, but I would just look beautiful forever. But no, I've spoken to Ariana and Cynthia and, you know, given them all of the love and everything. But it is hard to watch it go on without you.
Of course.
But it's in Mark Platt's hands, who is our producer, and he'll make sure it's done right.
You've got another hat. Another hat you're wearing. Fashion is your thing.
It's
you've got a QVC line?
I have a QVC line. It's called Encore by Idina Menzel.
Okay. Perfect.
Because I feel like we all play a lot of roles in our life, and I may be a performer, but we all deserve to feel that feeling of having an encore and
someone
applauding us in our lives, especially when we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off, as I am. So the whole thing is not from a fashion, not as though like I'm this big fashion-y person, because I've never been. There's a lot of anxiety connected with getting ready in the morning for me. There always has been. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky once in a while I have people help me for 3 hours, get ready and pick out clothes. But left to my own devices on a day-to-day, go in my closet and I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to do something that you could practically sleep in it. It's so soft.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yeah, this is one of the tops for summer. It's a double gauze.
So cute.
It's super cool.
It's gorgeous.
Breathable, but not showing too much here and all that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, but the point is that you could practically wear it to sleep. If you didn't have time to shower in the morning, you could make your kids
that
lunch.
That sounds like your line.
Get to school, drop off, and when you're standing next to that woman that's always perfect at 7:50 a.m. in the morning and her hair's done, and my shirt's on backward usually,
Exactly.
and I have, like, dress in my hair.
Exactly.
So this is helping me kind of put it together.
Cute. Brilliant.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yet another great thing you're doing. Thanks, Idina, for coming to see us.
Thank you. Okay, coming up next, the ultimate fried chicken and biscuits.
Yum.
Right after this. Okay, it's time to bring a little Southern goodness into our kitchen, courtesy of our friend Chef Alon Shaya, who's been visiting us from the Big Easy.
Yes. We love you. Do you remember, Alon? We came and we saw you a couple of months ago.
And we met your baby.
We love baby Ruth.
Best restaurant, best baby, best everything. We were at the Four Seasons. We got to hold little Ruth. And
she stole your saltine cracker.
Right
off the table.
And she was like gumming.
I said, Ruth, put that saltine back. That's Hoda saltine.
She was gumming.
But those saltines.
Well, one of the other things that we love, not just your saltines, that chicken that you made.
The whole fried chicken.
The whole fried, y'all.
It's kind of it's like the piece de resistance of this river, and we're so excited to show it here. Mm-hmm. And so one thing we're going to do is we're going to make a brine, okay? So that makes the chicken really nice and juicy. So I'm going to take some onions, I'm going to slice them up, and I'm going to add the onions into a saute pan. So this kind of brine is really special because we're actually cooking onions with garlic and rosemary.
And brine's really, just to soften it up, or what's it for?
Yeah, the brine makes it juicy. But by sauteing everything, we're really like getting all of the flavors out
there. So all those goodies go in.
So rosemary, garlic, salt, lemon juice, water, all in here. We're gonna
soak
bring that
chicken
to a
right
simmer.
In there.
How long do you get?
You just let it infuse about a minute or two of simmering, but you want to really saute the vegetables in the oil to bring out those flavors. And then once the brine is done, you let it come to room temperature.
Okay.
You don't want to put your chicken in
and
a
you
hot
do a whole
brine.
Chicken.
Whole baby
and we're
in
doing
there.
The whole chicken.
I love
we're doing
it.
The whole thing.
Dunk
I said,
it in.
Why not? Why chop it up when you can do the entire chicken?
So you stick
so
it in.
So that goes in there, and we'll use a plate to kind of cover it and weigh
that's
it down.
Smart.
Yeah, so that it gets perfectly brined. And then here's the whole brine chicken.
What's going on here?
So
how long do you brine that baby?
For overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah,
okay.
Just let it go to bed. Just put it in the fridge, let it go to bed.
Okay.
And if you want to just dump
look
those
at the,
eggs.
Look at
that
eggs.
Look at the eggs.
Can you
we
believe
have.
Those eggs
orange?
Are. Yeah. Those chickens ate a lot of carrots, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have buttermilk, eggs, and then we're going to add some Tabasco.
Yes.
Bring some of that Louisiana flavor here.
Salt and pepper.
Some salt and pepper.
Okay.
And then this is kind of like the wet mixture that the chicken is going to go into.
Coat
we'll
it.
Mix all
so
that
in. So it goes in there.
So the chicken goes in here.
Let's coat that baby.
And coat it all up.
And then
in here we have flour with cornstarch, salt. We have paprika and cayenne pepper.
You
and
stir
onion
it all together.
And garlic powder.
So then you dunk it in there.
All that gets, so then you pick up the chicken.
Uh-huh.
And then
look
you dunk
that.
It in here.
This is amazing.
So we're gonna very carefully do that.
Drip
and try not to get
it's okay.
anything
Yuki.
Too dirty here.
Ooh,
and then
look at that.
Stir all that up. You see, I'm just gonna get that flour kind of
cover that baby.
It. Yeah, just get it nice and coated.
And then right in.
You're putting that
there,
whole baby.
The whole thing
hit
goes
it.
Into the oil.
Wow.
Very nice and slowly.
Careful.
Look at that.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is the one part that could really ruin your day.
Now we got a minute, so come.
All right,
we gotta
so the chicken is frying.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna make a little sauce for it. It's a Persillade sauce. It's parsley, ginger, extra virgin olive oil, garlic,
lemon juice, lemon zest.
We're gonna turn that blender on, and we're gonna make that just, there we
how
go.
Many people does
how
it
many
take?
People does it take to make a sauce?
Okay, right. Here's the sauce.
Here's the sauce, and here's the chicken.
You wanna come down here?
Beautiful
yes,
golden
do.
Brown. Look at how gorgeous this is.
Wait, can I also say that your biscuits give me life?
And
wait, what about this?
So this is like a spicy chili
I love
crunch.
That. Here,
so
put
I
that
like
right
a lot of condiments.
Is that
I like
honey?
Sauces to go along with my chicken.
Is that so yummy?
So we have the Persillade, we have the chili crunch.
Is this chicken?
That's the chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the fried chicken. It's already
does
cut.
It look like a biscuit.
And so look,
to you?
I can cut this guy up and just serve it in big pieces like this.
You?
But when you present the whole chicken on the plate, people
and then
people
also
get really
biscuits,
excited about it.
Your biscuits, can,
sugar.
Yeah,
just,
all about technique. Mm. All about good folding and cold butter.
Cold
and
butter.
And some buttermilk.
I want some more butter on mine.
And
I mean,
you guys just eating this chicken and biscuits makes me very, very
I've happy. Already had one
we
biscuit. I can't help it. But you really, this may be the best fried chicken in the country.
It's so yummy.
You come see us at Miss River and have some.
We will.
Again, of course.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can find this recipe at today.com/food.
From food to drinks, the incredible family story behind a popular peanut butter whiskey after this.
Mm.
Mm. Oh my God, the
butter. I can't with this food. It's so good.
This is good breakfast right here.
In less than 2 years, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey has sold an impressive 1 million cases, and it's gained a lot of celebrity fans.
Yeah, but it's the story behind the brand that's really impressive. Donna recently caught up with the company's co-founder, Steve Yang, in San Diego for her series, Up Next.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. I'm so excited to share this story. May is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and Steve's story is really remarkable. It crosses multiple generations, highlighting a parent's love and how one family overcame the darkest of times.
Mm.
Take a look. Hit me with the screwball. Cheers!
A shot of whiskey is usually the sign of a good time. But for Stephen Yang and his family, this drink represents so much more.
Nowhere else in any other country would be a Cambodian refugee, a mom with a chemistry background and a law degree, create a peanut butter whiskey and became the most successful launch super premium liquor in history. We are ultimately the American dream.
Stephen is the co-founder of the popular Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. And his story of success began more than 8,000 miles from his home in San Diego to a childhood marked by tragedy in Cambodia.
There was a whole genocide that happened from 74 to 79. I caught polio when I was 1 year old. And so my parents decided to drop everything and decide to leave Cambodia and go into a refugee camp. And that journey was extremely difficult. My mom was pregnant with my little brother at the time when we were crossing the landmine borders.
The Yang family endured the dangerous journey and sought safety in a refugee camp in Thailand, where they stayed for 6 years.
You describe your parents as being so optimistic, but the most optimistic person in that situation, I'm sure, feels beaten down. What kept you going?
A parent's love for their child. They truly believe they could get me medical help.
And what was your physical state like at this time?
After a couple years or so, I couldn't walk anymore because my leg, my muscle didn't develop anymore. And so how I really get by is just two sandals on my feet and two sandals on my hand and just crawl.
Wow. That's really tough.
In 1992, the Yangs' hopes were answered when they got sponsored to move to California, where Stephen was able to receive the medical care he needed.
We were all skin and bone, didn't speak any English. We would always get basket of food all the time, and it would be some fruits, bread, and then peanut butter. That was my first basket I ever had, was peanut butter. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? So for me, peanut butter was a taste of freedom.
Fast forward to 2006, Stephen opened OB Noodle House with his brothers Scott and Kyle. There, he let his love for peanut butter run wild.
I put peanut butter in everything. Peanut butter in wings, and fried rice, and then I started putting peanut butter with Jameson.
That tastes like peanut butter.
We turned that into screwball peanut butter whiskey.
His wife, Brittany, figured out how to make it work.
She's the brain in all this. She's able to use her chemistry background to formulate the brand and also really create everything from the bottle and just look at all the contracts. Without my wife, there would be no screwball.
The brand struggled to find bottlers, distributors, and investors. Ultimately, Stephen and Brittany financed the company themselves.
How did you continuously believe in yourself when there were so many external factors that were consistently breaking you down?
How we believe in is what my parents taught us also. We now have a child. We're thinking setting a better future for our daughter. So that was the strength that got us going. Since we launched, we were the fastest to 1 million flat cases for a premium brand.
America right. loves a good drink.
Yes, God bless America.
Since its launch in 2018, the drink has exploded in popularity, even gaining celebrity fans like Questlove and Dave Grohl. And with its success, Stephen is committed to giving back.
I was on the opposite side, and now it's just coming back full circle.
Most recently, providing aid for Ukrainian refugees in Poland and donating $100,000 to orphanage renovations, all part of the brand's mission to spread kindness to those in need.
I believe we could achieve progress by working together. Take this single chopsticks right here. When you're single, it's easily broken. But if we come together and work together, we reinforce and support each other. We will thrive if we work together.
Isn't his story remarkable?
Wow.
And
oh
it really,
gosh.
The optimism that carried each generation through and mm-hmm. the success to see they have now, it was amazing to feel and see the stark contrast between his past and present.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm normally the friend who makes everyone take a shot.
I remember that.
Okay. Cheers. So I think cheers. We need to cheers to Steve.
Oh, cheers to Steve.
Cheers.
Awesome. Oh, do
you
I?
You actually
can
have
we
to take
drink
a sip.
Okay.
It's creamy.
I know, it tastes like peanut butter.
Wow, it's delicious.
Wow. I know.
I just did a tiny, tiny sip.
Yeah,
but it's
and I'm not
great.
A whiskey person.
I mean, that's
yummy.
Why it sold over 1 million.
Yeah,
one
makes total sense. Okay, coming up, one of my very favorite authors and humans, Emma Straub, is here with the summer read you need. Coming up next.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Best-selling author Emma Straub is known for her funny, insightful, and heartfelt novels, one of which is a former Read with Jenna book club pick. It's called All Adults Here.
Yeah, now Emma's latest novel is called This Time Tomorrow. It's a very personal story about a father and a daughter with a playful twist on time travel.
It all starts when Alice wakes up on her 40th birthday to find herself back in 1996, reliving her wild 16th birthday party. Emma writes, it was like she had just woken up in a museum where she was the only exhibit. Everything in her room was exactly as it had been when she was 16. Her childhood decorations were unchanged, her high school crush looked better than ever, and her father is young and healthy again. Armed with a new perspective on life, will Alice try to change her story?
Sold.
I mean,
sold.
That was like a preview for a book I have to read. Luckily, I've already read it. Emma, you know how much I adore your writing. I've loved it. My sister and I have passed your books back and forth. But this one is my favorite because it's super personal. Will you talk about what you were going through when you wrote it?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I know, Jenna, you're
I'm like a one-woman fan club.
Well, the fan club is mutual, so thank you. But yeah, you know, I started writing This Time Tomorrow in the early months of the pandemic because my father, who is a novelist, Peter Straub, was in the hospital, and I didn't know how to process it, and all I knew was that I wanted more time with him, and I wanted time with him in a way that felt, like, safe and comfortable and fun, and so I made this little escape for both of us, you know, and the first time I gave it to him, the first thing he said was, what page do I die on? That's him. But yeah, he's so proud.
Wow.
The luckiest thing for me about it was that I really wrote this book for myself. But the fact that that he came home and he was well enough and that I could give it to him and share it with him and say, look at how much I love you.
Was it COVID? Did he have or
no? It was heart related, okay. Multifaceted,
sure.
drama.
Sure.
But he's all right.
He's home.
Yeah.
You know, all of your books. Like, I feel like Emma is sort of sending delight in a person. I've said that, and her books are the perfect summer reads to me because they're about people, which I'm fascinated with. I think, people want to find company and others. This one in particular for us of a certain age is so much fun because it takes place in the 90s on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. First of all the references anybody is going to be delighted by, but were you sort of wild?
As a youth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jenna, we're on television. I mean, well,
yes,
kinda.
Yes, I suppose. I was a little wild. I had friends who were much more wild.
Okay. And
friends
that's what
who were
we say to ourselves.
Wild.
Yes,
that's what we say to ourselves.
You know, so and so. Yeah.
But this character is a little bit, you know?
She's a little bit wild.
And there's a time travel aspect to this. Tell us about that part.
Yeah, so Alice Stern, who's the main character of this book, is 40, still living in her native New York City. Things are okay. Her life isn't terrible, but it's certainly not what she thought it would be. And she goes out with her best friend for her 40th birthday dinner. She drinks too much. She passes out. And when she wakes up again, she's in her childhood bedroom.
Don't you love it?
Is she the age that she was when she was a kid?
Yes, she's 16 in 1996.
Stop.
Yeah, and the 90s stuff was so much fun. It was so much fun.
You know what? It's fun to read. Emma is also creating this into a film. She's writing it. She's adapting it.
What are you doing?
I know. You have too many jobs.
I'm just trying to come and hang out with you guys as much as I can, and so that's what I'm doing.
Well, this
congratulations.
And we also, by the way, we also just have to say, if you're in New York City this summer and you want to go to a beautiful bookstore, Books Are Magic in Brooklyn. Yeah. I've gone there for everything I possibly can. It's the best bookstore. So Emma not only is a writer, she's a screenwriter, and she has a bookstore.
She's a mother. And she's a daughter. You're living your perfect life. Emma, thank you.
All right, you can check out This Time Tomorrow at today.com/shop or anywhere you buy books.
Coming up next, we're going to have some fun with a couple of Downton Abbey super fans. And trust us, they are in for some big surprises coming up after this. All right, when you close your eyes and you think about Downton Abbey, it's hard not to get transported to a different world, one filled with alluring attire, royal dinner parties, and, of course, tea time.
Yeah, I like that we're all wearing fascinators. Yeah. Now the fan favorite series is back with a brand new film hitting the big screen. It's called Downton Abbey, A New Era.
So in honor of the new movie, we've invited two Downton super fans to compete in a little game. It's called Downton Duel. On my team is my pal, Stacey O'Brien. She's from Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
And on my team is Abby, Downton Abbey Lake, they call her, from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Stacey, you've loved it from, like, the beginning, from episode one. What is it about it that you've fallen in love with?
When I first fell in love with it, it was because when I pictured the first baby being born in the show, it was the same age as my grandfather being born, and I could put everything into perspective of what he grew up with.
Oh my gosh, you win. Okay, but no, Abby, you're a newer viewer, which is going to help us a lot, right?
Yes, definitely.
You just started binging it?
Yes, I did recently.
Well, it still holds up.
All right. Okay, now that we've met our teammates, now what, Jenny?
Yeah, I think we need a special host. Stacey and Abby, we have a bit of a surprise for you. Will our special host come on out, please?
Please come out, special hosts. Who's here? This is crazy. Welcome, Michelle Dockery and Elizabeth McGovern. You two played mother and daughter, Cora Crawley and Lady Mary, for 12 years.
Okay, it's game time.
Okay.
Michelle and Elizabeth are going to alternate reading questions, and we are going to have to buzz in to guess. But we have a new rule where we have to wait till they finish reading the question.
Oh, because we always jump the gun.
Okay. So, and if we don't, we're going to lose a point.
Okay, I'm first.
Okay.
What is the actual name of the castle that serves as the family home in Downton Abbey? Is it A, Crawley Castle, B, Highclere Castle, or C, Buckingham Castle?
Highclere Castle.
Yes! Oh!
It's okay. We're enamored. We're just listening and looking. Yeah. Okay, we got to pay attention because
we're freaking out a little bit.
Okay.
Now, are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, we can do this.
Name the three Crawley daughters in order from oldest to youngest.
Easiest. Okay.
Is that it?
Is that the whole, we don't get, okay, so from oldest, Mary.
Edith
and Sybil.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the proper way to stir your tea according to British etiquette? Is it A, clockwise, B, counterclockwise, or C, up and down motion?
You got it.
Up and down motion.
Correct.
Up and down motion.
You don't want to clink your glass.
Really?
Okay, yes.
The Dowager Countess is best known for her scene-stealing lines like this one. Let's go to the clip.
I don't think a woman's place is eventually in the home.
Now, what does she say next? A, but I also believe she belongs on the throne. B, as long as someone else in the staff does the cooking, or C, but I see no harm in her having some fun before she gets there.
C.
Yes!
C.
Is that right?
Yes.
I do think a woman's place is eventually in the home. But I see no harm in her having some fun before she gets
there. Oh, that's so good! Love Maggie Smith. Okay.
Okay, are we tied?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Danielle have two?
Okay. Oh, we have two now.
Board. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Tom Branson, you had what job for the Crowley family before marrying Sybil?
Wait, you had to finish the whole question.
I'm sorry, Sybil. No, you see that in Sybil.
Wait. But I think you had to finish the whole question.
Let's stay calm.
Minus people. One. I heard there's a minus one.
Y'all, that is ridiculous. She said
sorry. It wasn't
Sybil.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Do you know Stacey?
Let's not fight.
Be sure her.
Good. Yes. I didn't know there was multiple questions.
We jumped the gun.
I sure did.
Okay, let me, no, I'm taking the prompt. Everyone just
looked. She just said she's taking over the, taking over. She should.
Okay, last one.
Okay. Focus here at the ladies who are reading.
We have no chance.
Focus here.
In the first film, which monarch visited Downton Abbey? Was it A, King George V, B, Queen Elizabeth II, or C, King Edward VIII?
King Edward. No. I am so sorry. What were you saying?
We have Queen Elizabeth
II.
No. We got to see George. Okay. Well,
that was the last one.
Oh,
congratulations.
That was so
Ladies, that was so fun. Thank you for surprising us.
Well, we have to tell you, you guys won fair and square. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stacey and Abby,
you're not going to believe this.
Yeah, we have something to tell y'all.
You're both going to London!
Features each of you and a guest will get a round trip airfare to London for 5 days and four nights.
What?
Are
you dying?
The trip includes airfare, hotel accommodations, and a mission to the High Clearance Castle and Garden. So y'all get to go see where Downton Abbey was filmed.
I'm going to your house.
Well,
oh my God,
will you all be there?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
God,
what is fun? Stacey just said her dream was to come to the Plaza, and now look what happened.
So many levels.
You guys, thank you so much. Downton Abbey, New Era from Focus Features, part of our parent company, NBC Universal, premieres only in theaters, and it happens today.
Oh,
thanks, ladies.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back after this.
Yay! You're going to London.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Next week, music star Machine Gun Kelly on how his new movie was inspired by his girlfriend, Megan Fox.
Plus, a performance by rising country star Lainey Wilson.
And watch out, we're hitting the streets of New York in a pretty cab, and we're giving away free stuff.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.